Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, the second to last daf in Maseches Yevamos. So we are going to cover today the end of one topic and then one major topic, which is going to start with a Mishnah toward the top of Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and carry through really all the way until the middle of Amud Beis. And that topic is the topic of what happens when a person drowns. When we see a person go underwater, whether we're allowed to assume, and after what period of time we're allowed to assume, that the person is no longer able to live. We're going to be introduced to the distinction in the Mishnah that we've already really discussed over the past couple of days, because it's come into play in the context of some of these other cases. But we are going to talk about the distinction between Mayim Sheyesh Lem Sof and Mayim Sheein Lem Sof. And that's a situation where you see all of the riverbanks of the body of water in which the person fell. And so we were able to ascertain whether he had come out of the water alive or whether we're dealing with Mayim Sheein Lem Sof, which is a scenario where you can't see the riverbanks. For example, a person goes into the ocean, a person goes into the river with a current, so it's possible that he was swept down. So under what circumstances are we entitled to assume that the person is no longer with us? We're going to start, actually, before we get to the Mishnah, with a very brief discussion of, we had seen yesterday, the Mishnah about identification of bodies. We had seen that the Tanakhama told us that you are allowed to identify a body only within 3 days of death, because after 3 days, the body starts to disconfigure, it starts to decompose, and therefore you're no longer going to be able to recognize the deceased. And then we saw the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, well, not all bodies are the same, not all scenarios are the same, it really depends. So the Gemara is going to talk about whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba comes to be makil on the Mishnah, comes to give even more time than 3 days within which to identify a body, or whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is actually coming to be machmer and is coming to say that there are some instances in which one will not even be given the span of 3 days to identify a body. That's going to take us to the Mishnah in the middle of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis is going to talk about what other types of edus may be accepted in order to allow a woman to remarry. So we've already seen that we're very makil by edus isha, by edus about the status of a husband in order to permit a woman to get married or to get remarried because of takanas agunos. We're going to talk about hearsay testimony, testimony from children, testimony from goyim even, from whom we don't usually accept testimony as a basis for permitting a woman to get remarried. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for his sponsorship. Again, we got up to Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph at the top, third line down, two dots. Says the Gemara as follows, Rav Yehuda Omer, lo kol, so this is where he said in the Mishnah, not all situations are the same, not all people are the same, not all types of weather is the same, that there's no hard and fast rule that you must identify a dead body within 3 days of the death. Says the Gemara, Yibayilu, Rav Yehuda ben Baba lekula palag or lechumra palag. Is he coming to be mekil or is he coming to be machmir? Tashma, says the Gemara as follows. The Gemara brings a raya, the hu gavra, the tava bekarme. There was a fellow who drowned in Karmi Vaskua, and they brought him ashore by Abeyadaya. So Labasar Tulsa Yomin, after 3 days, Vintseve Ravdimi Minardoy Ludabisu. And Ravdimi Minarada permitted his wife to get remarried on the basis that they were able to identify the guy after 3 days. Okay, Visu, that's no Rai either way, because the Tanakhama said that you have to identify a dead body within 3 days. But says the Gemara, now we have another Raya. Vesua Ugavra Ditva Bediglas, there was a guy who drowned in Diglas, Vaskua Agishra Deshavinse, and they brought him up, they brought him ashore near the bridge of Shavisna, Veansave Ravala Devisu Apuma Deshujbine, Labasar Chamisha Yome. And Rava permitted the guy's wife to get remarried based on the testimony of friends that was received 5 days after the guy died. So says the Gemara, Siyam Ripish Lama Lakula Palig, Inu David Krav Yudim and Bava. On what basis did they accept the testimony? On what basis did Rava accept the testimony to allow the guy's wife to get remarried when the identification of the body took place 5 days after the death? When we said in our Mishnah that the identification of the body has to take place 3 days after the death. So isn't it obvious that Rav Yehuda ben Bava at the end of the Mishnah, when he says, not all situations are the same, not all people are the same, not all time is the same, sometimes you have more, sometimes you have less, isn't it obvious that Rav Yehuda ben Bava is actually being makel? And so Rava, when he permitted the wife to get remarried on the basis of testimony where they didn't identify the body until 5 days after the death, isn't it obvious that he's paskening like Rav Yehuda ben Bava? But if Rav Yehuda ben Bava is lechumra, in other words, if the Tanakhama says that you always have 3 days after the date of the death to identify the body, and Rav Yehuda ben Bava is saying sometimes you don't even have 3 days after the date of the death, say, Inu David Kaman, so who did Rava paskin like? Says the Gemara, no raya what Rav Yehuda ben Bava held, ordinarily speaking, because remember, this case was a situation where the guy drowned. See, he was in water, his body was in water, and they brought him ashore after 5 days. Shani Maya did Simsi. So water is different because it contracts the body. So what does it mean it contracts the body? So Rashi says, Somsen Suras Apanem Vemanichanoso Lenafos Ulishtanos. The whole reason that you have to identify a body within 3 days after the death is because after 3 days, the body starts to disconfigure a little bit. The face starts to disconfigure a little bit. However, when the body is preserved in water, water acts as a preservative. It contracts the face because what usually happens after death is the face bloats. So the Gemara talks about this in terms of contracting, but it contracts the face, and therefore water is a preservative, as it were. And therefore, the fact that Rava allowed the guy's wife to get remarried on the basis of a body identification that took place 5 days after death, when the body was preserved in water, does not shed any light on what Rav Yehuda ben Bava would say in a regular case where the guy's on dry land. Can you identify the body 5 days after death or not? Says the Gemara of Amrit Maya Marzu Maka. So the Gemara says, wait, anybody who was paying attention knows that previously when we had been talking about fatal injuries, we had been speaking about people whose limbs were amputated and stuff, and whether they were bound to die if they were suffering from what the Gemara referred to as a deadly wound, whether they were bound to die or if it was possible that they might actually remain alive. We had said in the Gemara yesterday that water agitates a wound. So now you're telling me that water contracts, that water preserves? So which one is it? Does water preserve or does water agitate a wound? Says the Gemara, well, hani milehecha dika maka. Well, when there is a wound, then water agitates the wound. Over here, the guy wasn't wounded. The guy stam drowned. And the question is, does water act to preserve the form of the body and the form of the face? And the answer is yes. Water acts to preserve the form of the body and the form of the face. So aval hechad lakamaka mitzmas tzumas. So when there is no wound, then water in fact preserves. So vahani mili dechiaski chazaya b'shaite. However, when we say that the death happened 5 days ago, and Rava was able to allow the fellow's wife to get remarried because of the identification that took place 5 days after the death, it's fine. 5 days were allowed to elapse after the death because, again, water preserves the body. So we're not afraid that the body is going in the face, is going to become disfigured. However, once you pull the body up from the water, you have to see it immediately. So the Gemara says b'shaite. B'shaite always means different things. Throughout the Gemara, there are some explains b'shaite literally means an hour. There are some who explain b'shaite means like when the Gemara refers to an ona, like a time period. So an ona generally means a 12-hour block. And therefore, there are Rishonim who say that b'shaite here also means a 12-hour block. It doesn't literally mean that you have to see the body, you have to identify the body within an hour of it being brought ashore, but rather within 12 hours of it being brought ashore. The Rif is even more machmer, and the Rif says, no, it doesn't mean an hour, it doesn't mean 12 hours, it means immediately. So an hour is used colloquially, that immediately when it's brought out of the water, then you have to identify it, avalishtoi, back in the Gemara, but if you waited after that, then mitzvach tafach, then the body is certainly going to be bloated, because once you pull the body from water, it's going to bloat very, very quickly. So again, we tried to bring a raya. Does Rav Yehuda ben Bava come to argue on the Tanakhama in order to be makel and give you even more time to identify a body, or to be machmir, to give you less time to identify a body than the 3 days? We tried to bring a raya from the mice of the guy you drowned, And we wind up saying, no raya from the guy who drowned will always allow more time for identification when the body was preserved in water, because water acts as a preservative. All right, now that we're talking about this, is a good segue to the Mishnah, because we're talking about people who drowned. So it says now the Mishnah as follows. Nafalamayim, if a guy fell into water. So the Mari Asad says that this applies even if the guy himself jumped into the water. And the Chiddush is that even though he jumped into the water and one might think he's trying to commit suicide himself, his instinct will always be to try to survive. So if a guy falls into water, Bein sheyesh lemsof, Bein shein lemsof, ishto asura, that whether there is whether the mayim has an end or not, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means, but we'll do a spoiler alert. And just to understand the Mishnah, again, we'll say that a mayim sheyesh lemsof means that you could see all of the banks of the body of water that the guy is in. So it's obvious to you whether the guy emerged from the water or not, because you would see him if he came out. Mayim sheyesh lemsof means that it's such a large body of water that you wouldn't necessarily see the guy if he emerged from the water. So the Tanakhama says whether it's mayim sheyesh lemsof or whether it's mayim shein lemsof, then it's ishto asura. So the Rivash points out, it's interesting, it says ishto asura, in other words, that his wife is not allowed to get remarried. It doesn't say ein me'idin alav, because the Gemara says ein me'idin when it's the din that if she did get married, then she would have to leave the marriage. Ishto asura, however, only means that it's usher to get married l'chatchila, but b'diyeved, if she had already gotten married, then she wouldn't have to leave the marriage. So the reason for the ishto asura, Rashi explains, is shema la'achar prishasa misham yetzeh, because maybe you saw this guy drowning and you would assume he was underwater for a very long time, longer than most people would be able to survive. And therefore, he assumed that the guy died. And Rameyer, however, says that a person is able to live underwater for a day or two. So the fact that you didn't see him come out doesn't necessarily mean that he's dead. He could have survived underwater for some lengthy period of time, and therefore, ishto asura, his wife is going to not be permitted to get remarried just because you saw him fall into the water. There was a guy who fell into a large cistern, and he emerged even after 3 days. So Rameyer says, so this is proof that a person is able to live even submerged in water for a very, very long time. Baruch Lener says, this is a fantastic story, cannot possibly be true, because we know that nobody could survive underwater for 3 days. So what in the world is the Mishnah and Rameyer telling tall tales about people who survive underwater for 3 days? So Baruch Lener says, no, Rameyer doesn't mean that a person can actually be underwater for 3 days. That's impossible. What it means is that maybe he was floating on top of the water and you just didn't see him. So in other words, maybe he was, maybe he had a raft, maybe he had something, maybe he was able to doggy paddle, but he was able to stay on top of the water for a long period of time. Or maybe he was in like a cave and therefore he found like in a crevice in the cave, he found an air pocket. But it doesn't really mean, says Aruch Lener, that he was mamish underwater for 3 days, because that's obviously going to be impossible to survive from. Says the Mishnah of Eiter, I'm Rav Yossi, Maisa Besuma, there was a Maisa with a blind person, Sherad Lithval Bemara, that he went to be Tovel in a cave, the Yared Moshe Achrav, and his guide went in after him, Veshokadei Shetetei Nafsham, and they waited for enough time when they thought that, oh, they'll never be able to survive anymore, they must be dead already, Vesio Es Nishoseim, and they permitted their wives to get married. And Rashi points out why they permit their wives to get married. I thought the Tanakhama told us that whether it's Mayim Sheish Lensof or Mayim Shein Lensof, their wives are not able to get remarried. So Rashi points out that Ma'ara, that this was a cave, and Mayim Sheish Lensof, that it's Mayim Sheish Lensof, Upolig Rav Yossi, And Rav Yossi argues on the Tanakama, on Rav Meir, V'amar ishto mutares, and he holds that by Mayim Sheish Len Sof, his wife is going to be mutter. The Ksavar ain't no dem yachalashas b'mayim kol kach. V'imishem shema yetzei la'alter, ain't zuch shasha, because we heals that a person, unlike Rav Meir, holds that a person's allowed to survive, a person is permitted, not permitted, a person is able, physically capable of surviving underwater for a long period of time. Rav Yossi disagrees and says a person is not capable of surviving underwater for a long period of time. And v'imishem shema yatzei la'alter, and if we're afraid, maybe the guy came out immediately, ain't zuch shasha de'inafa kavi chazile. And because if we would have seen him, then if he would have emerged, then we would have seen him. Avo b'mayim shein lem sof, moda Rav Yossi dasura. So Rav Yossi therefore argues with the Tanakhama and says, b'mayim sheish lem sof, if you could view all of the banks of the river, if you could see everything, 360 degrees, you could see whatever you need to see, and you've seen that this guy has not emerged in the period of time where most people would die, you are allowed to assume that this guy is dead. Because he argues with Rav Meir and says that a person cannot survive underwater for a lengthy period of time. And since it's a Mayim Sheish Lem Sof, we can ascertain whether the guy came out. If the guy came out, we would have seen him. Says Rashi, Ava Mayim Sheim Lem Sof, Moda Rav Yossi Dasura, Shami Yasalav Tala Merchak Vla Ro. However, by Mayim Sheim Lem Sof, meaning where you can't see all of the surrounding riverbanks, we cannot be sure that the guy did not otherwise escape unscathed from the water. Because if it's Mayim Sheim Lem Sof, maybe he escaped all the way downriver. Maybe it was the ocean and he came out on the other side of the Atlantic. We have no idea. So it's only by Mayim Sheish Lem Sof that Rav Yossi argues and says, if we didn't see him come up, we're allowed to assume that he's dead. Says the Mishnah of the Maisa along the same lines. V'shuv Maisa b'Asya b'Echad sheshulshlu yam. There was a Maisa in Asya where there was somebody who was lowered into the river, and we're dealing with a case where there was a rope tied to his leg because we're going to see in the Mishnah that the situation is where they pulled a leg out of the water. And the Gemara is going to assume that the guy is living or dead based on the status of the leg. Now, in order to make any assumption about what this guy's physical condition is based on the leg that you pulled out of the water, you're obviously assuming that the leg that you pulled out of the water belongs to this guy. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what the leg looks like, right? So, and how do you know that the leg belonged to the guy who we saw drowning in the river? It's obvious because there was a rope tied around his leg, and when you pulled the leg out of the river, it came out with a rope. So you saw that it's obviously the same leg. So there was a maisa with this person in Asya that they lowered him into the yam, also biyadam el raglo, and they only found his leg. So amru chachamim menar kovel amalatinase. If the leg is amputated from above the knee, then she's allowed to get married because the guy's a treifa, because his leg is amputated above the knee, and a treifa cannot live. However, the Ramban says that when it says that she could get married, it means that she could only get married after 12 months. Why? Because we have a Kabbalah that a treifa can live for a 12-month period, and therefore we have to be afraid within 12 months. Yes, the guy's a treifa, but a treifa doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to die immediately. So the Ramban says you have to give a 12-month grace period, but the Rambam says that she is mutter to... that she is mutter to get married right away. A treifa could live 12 months. Yeah, a guy who's amputated under normal circumstances above the knee can live 12 months. However, remember, this guy's in water. Water agitates wounds, as we saw yesterday. And therefore, according to the Rambam, she could get remarried immediately. However, says the Mishnah, min arkuva lamata lo tinase. However, if it is, the amputation, if the leg is cut off from the knee and below, in other words, lower down on the foot, then she may not get remarried because there is no raya that this fellow is a treifa. And also, this was Mayim Shein Lem Sof. And because it was Mayim Shein Lem Sof, we have to be afraid maybe the guy actually came out of the water all the way downstream. So we can't make any assumptions, again, by Mayim Shein Lem Sof. We can't make any assumptions as to the guy's status because the fact that we didn't see him come out of the water doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't survive. It could well be that he came out all the way downstream. Says the Gemara now, Satana Rabbanan, Nafal Lamayim, if a guy fell into the water, Bein Sheyesh Lem Sof, Bein Shei Lem Sof, Ishto Asura, Divra Meir. So Rav Meir says, doesn't matter what kind of water, If you fall into water and they wait there for as much time as it takes for somebody to die, we can testify that the guy's dead and his wife could get remarried on the basis of this testimony. But the Chachamim say, no, we got to distinguish. Mayim Sheishlem Sof Ishto Muteres. If you have Mayim Sheishlem Sof, then his wife is going to be mutter to get remarried because we can assume that he's dead. If he wasn't dead, we would have seen him emerge from the water. Vesheinlem Sof Ishto Asura. And if it's Mayim Sheinlem Sof, then his wife is going to be prohibited from getting remarried because we have to be afraid that maybe he is surviving. Maybe he survived and he simply emerged from the water all the way downriver. So says the Gemara, Hechadami Mayim Sheish Lem Sof. What is Mayim Sheish Lem Sof? We've been talking about this for a while. We've been using this terminology, so I gave everybody a preview, but the Mishnah never told us what Mayim Sheish Lem Sof means. Says the Gemara, Amra Abaya, Kol Sha'omed Varoe Me'arba Ruchosav. Any place where you could stand and you could see the body, the entire body of water that the guy fell into. Because if you could see the entire body of water that the guy fell into, then we could see whether he came up or not. If he came up, then we know he's alive. If he didn't come up, then we know he's dead. Ahu gavra d'tava ba'agma d'samki. There was a guy who drowned in the agam of Simki. And adseve Rav Shila l'debisa. Rav Shila permitted his wife to get remarried. Samarle Rav L'Shmuel tanishmate. So let's go excommunicate. Let's put him in Chayrim. Let's put Rav Shila in Chayrim. Because they thought that the agam was Mayim She'en Lem Sof. And because it was Mayim She'en Lem Sof, the halacha that we saw in the Mishnah is Ishto Asura, because it's only by Mayim Sheyesh Lem Sof that we're allowed, that we permit the wife to get remarried. But by Mayim Shein Lem Sof, we always have to be afraid. Maybe he survived and came out of the water downstream. So Amar Lei, Nishlach Lei Bereshe. Let's have a conversation with him first before we put him in Chayrim. So Sholchu Lei. So they asked him the following. So they sent for him and they asked him the following. Mayim Shein Lem Sof Ishto Asura Muteres. What's the halacha of Shila? But Mayim Shein Lem Sof, is it mutter to get remarried or usser? So shalach lehu ishto asura. So he said that it's usser to get remarried. So now let's see how you paskin in this case. For agama de simki, and the agam of simki, mayim sheish lam sof and mayim shein lam sof. Is that considered mayim sheish lam sof or mayim shein lam sof? Shalach lehu mayim shein lam sofu. Oh, it's mayim shein lam sof. Wait, if it's mayim shein lam sof, why did you permit the guy's wife to get remarried if you just told me that by Mayim Shein Lem Sof, the halacha is that Ishto Asura. So Umar, my time of Avadachi. So why did you permit this woman to get remarried? So Mitzah Te'ina. So he admits, because I was mistaken. Anos Avri Kivan Dekavu V'kaimu K'mayim Sheish Lem Sof Dami. I thought because these waters are gathered waters, it's like Mayim Sheish Lem Sof, because there is no current. V'loi, but it's not true. Kivan De'ika Gali, because there are some waves. Ema Gali Ashfalu. Maybe waves carried him downstream. So in other words, what Rav Shila basically says is, I made a mistake. I know the halacha is that Mayim Shein Lem Sof Ishto Asura. I had thought initially that these were Mayim Sheish Lem Sof. That's why I permitted the wife to get remarried. Now that we're having a conversation and learning and a mitzias, I appreciate the error and I appreciate that it's really Mayim Shein Lem Sof, and I should have paskin that his wife is not able to get married. So in the context of this discourse, the Chachamim ascertained, obviously, Rav Shila knew the halacha. He was not trying to paskin nega the halacha. He simply made a mistake. So Kori Shmuel ala derav lo yuna letzadik kol avon. And so Shmuel said to Rav that no iniquity should befall a tzaddik. In other words, it's a good thing that they didn't jump. It's a good thing they didn't jump the gun because they had no basis to put Rav Shila in Chayram because he didn't purposely violate the halacha. Kari varvalev de Shmuel, and Rav said to Shmuel. Shmuel was the one who suggested that they have the conversation with Rav Shila before excommunicating him. Betshua barov yoetz, that tshua, salvation happens from when you seek wise counsel, because Rav would have acted impetuously. He would have put him in Chayram immediately. Shmuel was the one who said, hold your horses. Therefore, they had the conversation. They realized that Rav Shila never intended unknowingly violating the accepted psak halacha. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Maisa b'shnei b'nei adam mechamrin. There were two people who were setting nets. Mechamrin mechumaran b'yardein. They were setting nets in the yardein. Yardein is mayim she'en lem sof. Menichnas echas mehem lemechila shel dagim. And one of them entered a burrow of fish. B'shaka chama v'la ra piska shel mechila. Sunset. He didn't see where the entrance to this little hole was. So his friend waited for him until the amount of time that it would have taken for a guy to drown. And he came and told his house, listen, unfortunately there was a tragic incident. The guy died. The next day the sun shone and he saw the opening of the hole. He saw the opening of the So he came out of the water, went home. He saw a huge hesped in his house. Because how great are the Divrei Chachamim where they said that Mayim Sheish Lam Sof, his wife is mutter, because we were able to see if he came out of the water. Shein lam sof ishto asura. But mayim shein lam sof ishto asura. So says the Gemara, well, hang on a second. Iachi mayim sheish lam sof nami lechash lemechila shel dogim. The whole reason that the guy's wife is allowed to get remarried, if it's mayim sheish lam sof, is because you could see the entire expanse of the water, and we could see with our own eyes whether the guy comes out of the water or not. But what the story that the Gemara just told us is the guy was underwater, but he found a little burrow of fish for the fish. He found a little hole, a little air pocket underneath the water, and was able to survive. So why aren't we afraid that the guy might find his little burrow for fish, even in Mayim Sheyesh Lam Sof? So why is it the case that by Mayim Sheyesh Lam Sof Ishto Muteres, we should be afraid that maybe he was able to survive as well? Says the Gemara, "B'mayim sheish lam sof mechila shel dogim lo shchicha." It's because by mayim sheish lam sof, it's not very typical to find the mechila shel dogim. Amar Rav Ashi, "Hodi amar Rabbanan mayim shein lam sof ishto asura." That which we say that mayim shein lam sof, his wife is going to be usur hani mili binish dalma. That's only by a regular person. Alvot tzurvim Rabbanan lo. However, by tzurvim Rabbanan by a Talmud Chacham, it's not the case. Why? Idasale kala isle. Because if he would emerge from downstream, even though it's very far away, there would be a great call. There would be a great, news report that this guy survived. So says the Gemara of Elohi, lo shnayinish dalma v'lo shat tzurvim Rabbanan, dievedin l'chatchila lo. No, it doesn't make a difference. That doesn't matter whether it's a regular guy, whether it's a tzurvim Rabbanan, that we would only allow to get his wife to get remarried, b'dieved, but we would not allow the wives to get remarried l'chatchila. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Here we have an amazing daf yomi coincidence, pun intended. You'll see what I mean in a second. So Tanya Amar Rabbi Gamliel. So we have a brisa. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Pam achas ayisi mahalech besfina." So one time I was on a boat. Varisi sfina achas shenishbara, and I saw a boat that was shipwrecked. Vaisi mitzara talmud chacham shaba, and I was very, very distraught, because I knew that there was a Talmud Chacham on the boat. Amana Rebbe Kiva. It was Rebbe Kiva who was on the boat. Chashalisi biyabasha. When I came to dry land, Baba Yashav Adon Lafanei Ba'alacha. And then, lo and behold, Rebbe Kiva's there. So Amarti lo, Bani, mi aleich. So who took you out of that river? I saw that you were shipwrecked over there. Zamar li. So he said to me, Daf shel sfina nizdam en li. I found a daf, a board of a ship. Rameir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi, used to say that this was a remez to the daf that we learn every day, that all you have to do is grab on to the daily daf, and that will help you survive your day. Similarly, daf shel sfina nizdam en li, that I found the daf shel sfina, I found the board of the ship, v'chol gal v'gal shaba alai, and every wave that came, nenesi lo roshi, that I bowed my head to it. I bowed my head to it, and then it basically carried me from wave to wave. That if Rishayim come upon a person, he should bow his head to them submissively. So the Aruch Liner points out that at first this pasuk begins with, at first the statement begins, Im Yavo Rishayim, in Lashon Rabim Aladam, Yinanea Lo Rosho. And then it transitions to Lashon Yachid. The Aruch Liner says, because if Rasham gather against you, Bechabura, with a whole group, so the way to diffuse the situation is to act submissively. Because if you act submissively, you show that you're not fixing for a confrontation, then they're going to take the temperature down a little bit, and they're going to disperse. They're not going to gather up. They're not going to gather up against you. So Amarti Bosa Shah, Kama Gdolim Dibri Chachamim. So how great are Dibri Chachamim? Shomer Mayim Sheish Lam Sof Muteres, Mayim Sheim Lam Sof Asura. Because here I was, I saw you shipwrecked, I thought for sure you died. Now I came up to dry land and I saw that you were alive. And so I see that the Chachamim were right when they said that by Mayim Sheim Lam Sof, when you can't see all of the riverbanks, we cannot assume that a person is dead just because we didn't see him come out of the water. Tani Amar Rav Akiva, very similar story. Pamachas Yisim Alech Basfina. Now it's Rav Akiva who was on the boat. And he saw a shipwreck. He was very nervous about it. Talmud Chacham was on the boat. And it was Rav Meir. And when he went to Kaputkia, so well, lo and behold, Rav Meir shows up. Who took you out from the from the river. Samali galtardeni, a wave swept me lechaver vechaver lechaver achi kani liyabash, until it spat me out onto dry land. Amarti bosashah kamagdolim devri chakamim shomru mayim sheishalam sof ishtem utaris mayim sheimlam sof ishto asura. So again, another nice story, feel good ending. That feel good story with a happy ending, that it turns out that the chachamim were able to come out of the water. We didn't see them. Of course we didn't see them, because the mayim shein lem sof, so they came out downstream. And that's why the chachamim said that by mayim shein lem sof, we are not allowed to permit his wife to get remarried on the basis of testimony that you simply never saw him emerge from the water. Tanu Rabbanan, so says the Gemara as follows, Nafal Agova Arayas Eim Eidin Alav. If a person falls into a pit of lions, to a lion's den, we are not able to be made that he's dead, because even though lions are carnivorous animals, so we're not able to assume that they ate the guy, because maybe they're not hungry. L'chafura Malei Nachash Vakrabim, if he falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, Eidin Alav, then we are allowed to be made on him. The Rishonim asks, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos gives us the refuah for a snake bite and a scorpion bite. So why is it that we're allowed to assume that he's dead if he fell into a bed, to a pit of snakes and scorpions? So the answer is because what the Gemara and Shabbos also tells us, that the remedy for snakes is not good for scorpions, and the remedy for scorpions is not good for snakes. And over here, what did he do? He fell into a pit of snakes and scorpions. So there basically is no way that you're able to treat the guy, because the treatment for one is very adverse, causes an adverse side effect for the other. So therefore, me'idin alav. However, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira amar af lechafura malei nechash v'akrava me'idin alav. Even if a guy falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, you're not able to testify on him. Why? Because chashinan, turning over to kufchav halafam vei shemachabaru. Maybe he is a maybe he knows how to incant incantations, and maybe he's a snake charmer, basically. So the Tanakama, why isn't Tanakama afraid? Maybe the guy's a snake charmer. So agav itzasa maskile, because a guy could be as charming as he wants to the snakes. When he falls into the pit, he presses down on them, and the pressure is going to cause the snakes and the scorpions to bite him, and therefore we know that he's going to be dead. Tanaravana, nafal atoch kifshan eish. If a person fell into a kifshan eish, now we have to be talking about like a real fiery furnace, not like a deep furnace. However, if it's a very shallow furnace, just like a fire pit, which is above ground, then we have to be afraid maybe the guy escaped. But if the guy falls into like a real furnace, some Eden Alav, then you're allowed to be meyed that he's dead, because there's no way he would survive that. Liora Malia Yayin Veshemen, if he falls into a vat full of wine or oil, Eden Alav, you're also able to be meyed on him. Mishomer Vacham Rushal Shemen Eden Alav, if he falls into a vat of oil, we're allowed to be meyed. Mimneshu Mavir, because Shemen ignites. Shal Yayin Ein Eden Alav Mimneshu Mechava. However, if he falls into a vat of wine, we're not allowed to be meyed on him, because wine, when he's thrashing around, the wine is going to fall over the side of the vat. It's going to extinguish the flame. No, wine also, when that first like little burst of wine hits the flame, maybe it'll cause the flame to go out a little bit, but then ultimately it's going to cause a greater conflagration and it's going to add to the fire. So in either case, he's not going to be able to survive. So there was a guy who fell into the Bar Gadol. Tanya, Amr Lola Rameyer, Emaskura Maisa Nisim. So you're talking to me about a guy who fell into the water and was able to survive for three days. So they said to Rameyer, stop talking about Maisa Nisim. This is obviously Maisa Nisim. Regular people cannot survive for 3 days in the water. Says the Gemara, my Maisa Nisim, somewhat unbelievable question. What exactly was an ace that the guy was able to survive underwater for 3 days? If it was that he didn't eat or drink, read the Megillah. Esther commanded the Jewish people to not eat or drink for 3 days. So Ella Delo Nayim. No, it's not that they didn't eat or drink, it's that they didn't sleep. Because if a guy makes a shvua that he is not able to sleep for 3 days, we give him malchus, and he sleeps immediately. Now, even though we see that a person also can't eat for 3 days, the thing with Esther's fast was Esther's fast wasn't three consecutive days, day and night. It was three consecutive days where they fasted all day and they were able to eat at night. And this fits in well, because we know that even though we observe Tanis Esther before Purim, actual Tanis Esther fell out in Chodesh Nisan. And if it fell out in Chodesh Nisan, it would have fallen out on Pesach. And on Pesach, there is an issue if you fast for three consecutive days, because that means that you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. So how could it be that she commanded them not to be Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night? So the answer is, they didn't fast for three consecutive days. They fasted only during the day, they didn't fast at night. So they were able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. It was only Simchas Yontif that they weren't able to be Mekayim. But in any event, the nace that we're mentioning here is not that they didn't eat for 3 days, is that they didn't sleep for 3 days. Rameir, my time, Rameir, so what does Rameir do about this? If a person can't sleep for 3 days, if a person can't survive without sleep for 3 days, how is it that this guy was able to survive underwater for 3 days? Samar Rav Kahana, Kifin Al Gave Kifin Avi. There were arches in the cistern that he fell into, and he was able to sleep on the arch. So it wasn't an ace. And that's why Rav Meir is allowed to be Masker Meiser Nizim. For Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold the Shisha Ave, that they were marble and therefore they were too slippery to grasp hold of, and a guy couldn't sleep on them. Rav Meir, E Efra Dolo Misrach Venayim Purta. So even though he can't really lie on them because they're too slippery for him to lie on, he could grab onto them and sleep a little bit, so it's not totally Meiser Nizim. It's not like he went 3 full days without sleep. Tan Rabbanon, Meisa Bebeso Shal Nechun Yechofer Sichin. There was a Meisa in the house of Nechun Yechofer Sichin. Nechun Yechofer Sichin used to dig cisterns for the Ole Regolim so that they would have water when they would go up to Yerushalayim. Nowadays, we have the people who sell the bottled water on the Belt Parkway when you're in a standstill. So he thought of that many years ago by the Ole Regolim. So Tana Rabbanan, so Maisa Bebeso, Maisa Bebito rather, Shalnechun Yechofer Sichin, Shanafu Labara Gadol, that she fell into a big pit. Ubova Adila Rav Chanina Ben Dosa. And they came to Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Shari Shon Amar Lam Shalom. He said, don't worry. Shni Amar Lam Shalom. Don't worry. Shlishas Amar Lam Olsa. Third hour, he said, don't worry. She came out and she survived. So Amar Lah. So he said, Biti Mi'alech. So how do you get out of this? How do you get out of this bar gadol? So Amar Lah. Zachar Shal Recholam Nizdam. And leave his Akaman ego. There was a male sheep. There was a male ram that appeared to me, and an old man was leading the ram. Rashi says, this Zachar Shal Recholam was Elo Shal Yitzchak, was the ram of Akedas Yitzchak, and the old guy leading the ram was Avram Avinu. So why would Avram Avinu appear to her leading the lamb? Because Avram Avinu is the pillar of Chesed. Nechun Yechofer Sichin used to do a tremendous Gemilas Chesed when he would make the cisterns for the Ole Regolim to have water. Therefore, Avram Avinu, who was the progenitor of Chesed, came to save the daughter of another Baal Chesed many generations later. So Amar Lo Naviyata. So he said, wow, you're a Navi. You knew that she survived. Amar Lem, he said, no. Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi. I'm not the son of a Navi. Ella Dover Shah Tzadik Mesasik Bo Yechashal Bazaro. The very thing that this Tzadik busies himself with to make sure everybody has water to drink. With that water, his offspring is going to meet their demise? Impossible. So Amar Rebbe Abba, Afal Pikein, Meis Pino Besama. Nevertheless, you should know that tragically, his son died of thirst. Shenemar Vesviva Nishara Ma'od. That his surroundings are very turbulent. And Nish'ara is written with a sin instead of a samach. Malami Shakadash Baruch Hu Medaktekim Svivav Kechot Hasa'ara. So the sin is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with those who are close to him, kachot asara, like a hair's breadth. He's very, very exacting when HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out punishment. Rav Chanina Amar Me'acha, Kel Na'aratz, Besod Kedoshim Rabbah, that it's dreaded in the council of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'noral Kol Svivav, and it's very awe-inspiring. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, kachot asara, with those who are tzaddikim. Says the next Mishnah, Filu Shomim in Anashim, even if they simply heard women saying, Mesh ish ploni dayo. They simply overheard people saying that so and so died. That's going to be enough of a testimony. In other words, even though ordinarily this is called hearsay, even though we don't accept hearsay testimony, by Takanas Agunos, we are going to accept hearsay testimony. Rav Yehuda Amar Afilu Shama Menetinokos Omren Hare Anu Hochen Lispod Vlikvoris Ish Ploni, that even if they hear from Tinokos, even if they hear from kids who are saying, oh, we're going to bury and to be maspid so-and-so, Beinshu Miskavin, Beinshu Ein Miskavin, whether he is Miskavin or not, we're going to see in the Gemara who's the he talking about. Is it talking about the kids? Is it talking about adults now? Rav Yehuda Mavavar Rabbi Yisrael, Afa Pishu Miskavin, by Yisrael, even if he intends to testify, we're able to accept his testimony. Uvavikachavim, Menayim Miskavin, Imayim Miskavin, Inidus Eidus. However, if he's Miskavin to testify, then his Eidus is not going to be accepted. It's only if he doesn't intend to testify that his Eidus is going to be accepted. Let's learn a little bit of the Gemara. Says the Gemara as follows. Baduma Loazli, we said that you're allowed to believe that a guy died based on testimony of kids saying, oh, we're going to a funeral, but maybe they never went. But Dimalo Azli, Samar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dekamri Hareini, Ba'in Milus Podu Meliv Kores Ishploni. Not that we're going, we have come from the funeral. Vidilma Kamsa B'Yalma Shachiv Le, Vasiku Le Al Shmei. Maybe it wasn't really a guy. Maybe they were playing a joke because they're kids and a grasshopper died. They named the grasshopper Mr. common Jewish name you want to say. So they named the grasshopper Mr. Whomever. And therefore they pretended that they were going to the grasshopper's levaya. So the Gamri came v'chein rabbanan aviyasam v'chein saftan aviyasam. No, it's because they were very, very specific. They told us no, and there were certain rabbis there, and certain people gave this spadim there, and so that's why we're able to believe them. All right, so we'll stop here tomorrow. We have a short amabay, so we'll hopefully have enough time to cover ground and finish the mesechta tomorrow. We're going to talk about the circumstances in which we may accept testimony of Akum in order to permit a woman to get remarried because of Takanas Agunos. Everybody have a great day.